Masechta Shviyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The produce from the Shviyos, from the Shemitah year, needs to be treated properly. It has special halachas. It has to be eaten or used in a proper fashion, but not in a degrading or lower than the expected standard of that produce's fashion. So the next Mishnahs are going to discuss these halachas. Mishnah Aleph. Klal Gadol Amar B'Shviyos. A general rule that Chazal taught us regarding Shviyos. Kol HaMiyochad L'Maichel Adam. Any type of produce that's miyochad, that's designated specifically for people's food as opposed to animal food. So if it's for people, Ein Oisim Emenu Melogma L'Adam. You cannot make a melogma, a poultice. This is for healing of a wound. To put on a wound, you can't use that food for that purpose, even for Adam, even if it's for the wound of a person. And certainly you can't use it for the wound of an animal. That's lowering the standard of what the food's meant for. The Rav brings, this is learned from a pasuk, that the pasuk says, V'haysa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem l'achla, the Shabbos, the Shemitah year, will be lachem. Lachem means things that are for you, for people, la'achla, specifically for the eating purposes and not for other purposes like refuah, like medications. And lachem is specifically when it's for people food. The Mishnah continues, v'kol she'inam yochad l'maichal adam, anything that's not reserved specifically for people's food, so such produce, then oisin mimenu melogma l'adam, then you could make a poultice for a medication for a person. Avalela behema, but not for the wounds of animals. So the fact that you could use it for people, this is learned from the same pasuk. Lachem la'achla, what's for you for people is for eating. But if it's not for people, if it's for animals, then you can use it for something else, for medicinal purposes. But animals are learned from a different pasuk, that the pasuk says, L'behemtecha, l'chaya asher be'artzecha, the animals. For all the animals, tiyakol tuasa la'achol, the grain will be for eating, specifically for eating. There's a special pasuk that says that for animals, only for eating, but not for refuah purposes. They can't use the produce of Shemitah for medicines for animals. The Mishnah continues, V'kol she'inam yochad leila ma'achal adam v'leila ma'achal behema. If you have produce that's not specifically used for people or for animals to eat from it, and sometimes it can go either way, sometimes for people, sometimes for animals, and sometimes maybe even for other uses, such as fuel. Then it depends on when you picked it. If when you picked it, chashav alav l'maichal adam u'lamaichal behema, if when you picked it you intended on using it both for human and animal consumption, then since he had in mind both, so he has to treat it with the stringencies of both. Naisan alav chumri adam chumri behema. It will apply over here, the stringencies of both produce that's designated for people food and produce designated for animal food. So people food, we saw that the stringency is mentioned earlier that it can't be used as a medication. The stringency for animal food, we didn't mention yet, but that is that it cannot be cooked. Animals eat their food raw, and anything designated for animals has to be served raw, and it can't be cooked. That's not using it in the normal fashion of what it's meant to be used for. And this food that he had in mind for both purposes, so he has now the stringencies of both. Can't use it as a medication, nor can he cook it. Chashav alav l'etzim, if when he picked it, he had in mind that he's picking it for the purpose of using it for firewood as fuel, then harayok etzim, it's just going to be like any firewood, that it doesn't have the kedusha shviyas, it doesn't have the sanctification, and he can use it as fuel, he can burn it. It gives examples of such food, such produce that sometimes can be used for all these different needs and would be based on what the intention was when it's picked. Kegain, for example, hasia, which is pennyroyal, v'ha'ezav, hyssop, v'ha'kornis, and savory. These plants, different types of herbs, were sometimes meant for food for people or animals or as fuel. Mishnah Beis, continuing with the same types of halachas. Shviyas nitna l'achila. The produce of Shemitah can be used sometimes l'achila for eating, u'lishtia, and for drinking, u'lisicha, and for smearing one's skin, such as oils, olive oils are used to smear the skin. And so depending on what it is commonly used for, So then it can be used for one of these three uses. And it can also double up. If something's used for multiple uses like this, for example, the Rav brings that olives are both eaten, and they can be pressed for oil that could be drink, or it can be rubbed onto the skin. So such a thing can be used for all three. If it's common to be used for all three, then one can use it for all three. The Mishnah now explains, Lechol davar shedarkei lechol. We can eat something that the derech is normally to eat it, and this excludes even foods that normally could eat it, but if something happened that they're no longer edible, let's say it's boiled, or got burnt in the oven, and or an example is, the Rav brings another example, something that's normally eaten cooked, but he wants to eat it raw, he wants to chew on raw kernels of wheat that are normally ground and baked and turned into flour and baked into bread. So that's not something that's dark lechol, it's not normally eaten in that fashion, so then he cannot do that, because it's mistreating the wheat kernels. The lasach davar shedarkei lasach, and to smear something on the skin that's normal to rub into the skin. Lo yasach yayin v'chemitz. One should not rub wine or vinegar into his skin. These are not generally used for rubbing on the skin, and he can't do that. Aval sachu es hashemen, but he could smear oil on his skin. The Mishnah now says v'chein b'truma b'maisa sheni. These halachas that the produce needs to be used in its normal fashion applies not only to Shemitah, but also to Truma and to Maaser Sheni. These are other examples of produce that have Kedusha, they are sanctified, and they need to be treated properly. However, Kal Meyam Shvius. Shvius, the Shemitah produce, is the most lenient out of these three, Shednitnala Adlakas Aner, because Shemitah oil can be used for Adlakas Aner, for lighting a lamp. You can use the oil to light a lamp, and this is regardless whether the oil is tamei or tahar, whereas by truma and meiser, the ability to use it for fuel depends on tahar and tamei, and they have reversed halachas. Truma can only be used to light a lamp, truma oil can only be used to light a lamp if it's tamei, whereas meiser sheni oil is the reverse, that it can only be used to light a lamp if it's tahar, and they're limited, each one in one of the cases. Whereas the Shemitah is most lenient, that you can use the Shemitah oil for lighting a lamp regardless whether it's tamei or tahar.